Punas are a 200 crore land scam exposed. Rama Group, Vardaman developers booked. Forged documents used to seize 36 hectares. Police ignored complaints, threatened victim Unmesh Gujarati sprouts, news exclusive. The Pune Economic Offences Wing, EOW, has filed a case against 19 individuals, including key figures like Jitendra Surdas Punjabi, Moti Udharam Punjabi, Raju Ram Punjabi, and Naresh Ramchandra Punjabi of Rama Group, along with Prakash Pichandra Chajad of Vardhaman Developers, members of the Thate family, and six alleged gang members. They are charged under IPC Sections 318, 4, 111, and 61.2 for a first 200 crore land scam. The criminal gang reportedly received Rs 35 crore to intimidate the complainant. Rs 200 crore land scam in Pimpri Chinchwad involves Rama Group and Vardaman Developers. Accused of forging documents to seize 36 hectares, the scandal alleges police collusion and political links. Victims demand an SIT probe, warning the fraud undermines confidence in the region's real estate sector. A 200 crore land scam uncovered in Pimpri Chinchwad. Builders, gangsters, and police collusion alleged a sprawling land scam with an estimated value of Rs 200 crore has sent shockwaves through Pimpri Chinchwad's real estate sector. Prominent developers, including Rama Group and Vardaman Developers, stand accused of orchestrating a complex conspiracy to illegally seize over 36 hectares of prime land. The Special Investigation Team, SIT, from Sprouts News, has been closely monitoring the case's developments, which also alleges deep-rooted collusion from local police and political figures, threatening the region's investment climate. According to a detailed FIR filed by Pune resident Rahul Rajiv Arora, the accused parties utilized a systematic playbook of forgery and intimidation. The complaint names Elephanta Realty, part of Rama Group, Vardaman Developers, members of the Thate family, and businessman Mahesh Gadgil, among others. Their alleged methods included creating bogus power of attorney documents, drafting fake sale agreements, and executing property deeds, despite knowing the land was subject to ongoing legal disputes, a fact central to the scandal. The modus operandi, forged deeds, and court defiance. The intricate fraud allegedly commenced in 2021, targeting valuable parcels of land in the rapidly developing Pimpri Chinchwad area. Court records indicate that the titles were under litigation, yet the accused proceeded with illegal transactions in blatant disregard of judicial processes. Specific allegations point to Rama Group entering into a fabricated contract valued at a staggering Rs 96.25 crore. Similarly, Vardaman Developers are accused of registering a fraudulent deed worth Rs 12,065 crore, according to the complainant's documentation. This sophisticated operation relied on a network of actors to give the forged transactions a veneer of legitimacy. The use of fake documentation was so extensive that it successfully bypassed initial administrative checks at the registration office. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team analysis suggests this points to a possible exploitation of systemic vulnerabilities within local land revenue records, a concern for policymakers focused on urban governance and fraud prevention. Allegations of police collusion and political patronage. Beyond the financial fraud, the complaint paints a disturbing picture of official abdication and intimidation. Rahul Arora has alleged that his repeated appeals to local police stations were deliberately ignored and met with inaction. Shockingly, he further claims that instead of receiving protection, he was threatened with the filing of counter-false cases against him, a tactic often used to silence and pressure whistleblowers. These allegations have naturally fueled suspicions of high-level political involvement and patronage. It is believed that some of the accused individuals have financially backed local political leaders, potentially insulating them from legal consequences. This perceived political shield and police collusion have left victims feeling helpless, eroding public trust in the very institutions tasked with upholding the law and protecting property rights. Victims and industry demand a comprehensive SIT probe. In response to the serious nature of the accusations, the victims have escalated their demands for a transparent and authoritative investigation. They are urgently calling for the formation of a high-level special investigation team, SIT. This proposed SIT would ideally combine expertise from the police, revenue department, and the Real Estate Regulatory Authority, RERA, to untangle the web of financial crime, forgery, and corruption. Industry stakeholders and citizens groups have echoed this demand, warning that such high-profile scams severely damage the credibility of the entire real estate sector in Maharashtra. They urge the state government to take immediate and strict action to hold all perpetrators accountable, regardless of their influence. The findings of the Sprouts News Special Investigation Team underscore that restoring investor confidence is contingent upon a demonstrably impartial and swift probe into this ₹200 crore land scam. Pune EOW registers case against 19 in ₹200 crore Pimpri Chinchwad land scam. Key accused named the Pune Economic Offences Wing, EOW, has formally registered a case against 19 individuals in connection with the massive ₹200 crore land scam in Pimpri Chinchwad. Key accused from Rama Group, Elephanta Realty, include Jitendra Sundadas Punjabi, Naresh Ramchandra Punjabi, Raju Ram Punjabi, and Moti Udharam Punjabi. Prakash Bhikamchand Chajed of Vardhaman Developers has also been named, along with members of the Thate family, Kiran Palchandra Thate and Uday Palchandra Thate, and businessman Mahesh Ravindra Gadjil. Other notable accused include alleged criminal gang members Nilesh Shrikant Joshi, Dattatrey Gyanoba Pingal, Laxman Pinal Malkataria, Badal Balasaheb Gaste, Vishal Shantaram Alhat, and Dhananjay Mukund Lele. Additional suspects are Abhijit Narendra Kete, Sandip Saheb Rao Power, and the Maratha family members, Priyanvada Marathe, Shriram Marathe, and Sumitra Marathe. Charges have been filed under sections 318.4, 111, and 61.2 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. Vardhaman Developers' role in the scam. The complaint levels serious allegations against Vardhaman Developers. It claims that Priyanvada Marathi and her two sons executed a bogus agreement worth ₹12.65 crore with the developer by presenting forged ownership documents. The entire project was approved based on fabricated maps and false information, which now also jeopardizes the interests of flat buyers who invested in the project. The scam suggests deeper issues of political patronage and police collusion, raising concerns about systemic corruption in the region's real estate sector.